talk was just pure classic Trump yesterday. It sure was. All right, it's 5:15 and two nights of Democratic presidential debates are in the books. Here's Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders on immigration last night from Miami.
On day one, we take out our executive order pen and we rescind every damn thing on this issue that Trump has done.
Sanders also admitted the middle class would have to pay a tax on his universal health care plan. We're being joined now by our D.C. insider, ABC News political analyst Alex Castellanos. There were some fireworks this week, but I didn't think the candidates attacking each other was too over the top. What was your biggest takeaways after two nights of debates?
Well, I think we saw two important things happening. Overall, the Democratic Party went even farther left. As you just mentioned, health care for people coming to this country illegally, free health care. Wow, if we think we don't have enough illegal immigration now, then that's a way to fix that problem. Just make sure you offer the entire world free health care in the best health care system in the world. So that one's going to be tough. But the other way to look at it is the battle between the candidates. Who lost, who won? Big winners, Pete Buttigieg and Kamala Harris, who distinguished themselves and lifted themselves up from the pack. The loser of the night, poor Joe Biden. He does not think or speak with the clarity of thought that he once had. He is past his expiration date. And, you know, candidates can survive a lot in politics, scandals and mistakes and all kinds of things. But pity, when people start feeling sorry for you, that means you're not up to the job.
Yeah. You know, Joe Biden, by the way, in recent polling here in Arizona, is the most popular of the presidential candidates from the Democratic Party. As a matter of fact, a recent poll showed him leading Donald Trump here in Arizona. So you think he's do you think he's done for, or do you think he's got a shot to come back?
I have thought he's been done for quite a while. I think he's done for now. I think he's leaking oil. I don't think you can fix his problem. You know, Ronald Reagan was an older guy running for president. He had a bad debate. He came back and fixed it because he had a better debate. But it wasn't because he was old. Joe Biden has a problem. He's old. You can't fix old. So, yes, I think Biden is leaking oil, and I don't think it gets better. It gets worse. I think he's done.
You know, you won't see racism, at least it won't appear to be racism. You won't see sexism in the Democratic Party, but you see ageism?
Well, you know, you can say it's ageism when you charge somebody who is actually up to the job and you charge them for being too old to do the job.
Yeah.
But Joe Biden, this is not ageism. This is just a failure of his abilities and because of Father Time. It's true.
Yeah.
And you know who, in my experience in campaigns, are the harshest judges on older candidates when they lose their ability to do the job? Older Americans themselves.
Wow.
Because they know, they see their own diminishment of abilities. And once they see that in someone else, and you know, it's not to punish them. It's because they actually maybe respect and like them. And they don't want to put somebody in a position to do a job that they just will fail to do.
Yeah, and look bad on the way out of their public service life. So you already mentioned this. They all raised their hands when asked if illegals should get free health care. Immigration going to be the top issue, you think, going into 2020?
Immigration is the top issue right now all across America. Number two for Democrats is government and the role of government. Way down the list is climate change. But number one is still immigration because it's about what America should be.
All right.
And what kind of country we are. So, yes, stay tuned. Arizona is going to be ground zero.